Karen Costa.
Here we go. Hi, Ray and gang. I mean, she could have actually said JP and Karen, but anyway. Hi, Ray and gang. I'm not a killjoy, but can I ask your listeners to be mindful of other people's kids this Halloween? All children are beautiful in their own way and they all develop at different speeds. This is relevant at Halloween because some households clearly have no regard for the mental well-being of the little ones. I have a neighbour that lives across the street from our house and they have had their decorations up for the last week. Ray, they're horrific. I'm all for gentle scares, but the front of this house is plastered with gore and very realistic looking zombies. My children are only 4 and 7, and when they first saw the decorations, they went white as a sheet. When we arrive home from school, I can see them taking nervous glances at the house as we pull up. We never had such realistic decorations when I was growing up, so I dread to think what it's doing to their minds. These people have kids of their own, and we've always said hello when we see them coming and going. So I thought there'd be no harm in going over and asking them to
No, don't do it.
She saw no harm. She saw no harm in going over and asking them to maybe replace the zombies with some pumpkins or something nice.
Right.
I couldn't have been.
This is going to work out fine. Oh, I can already tell. Oh, yeah. This is going to be perfect. They're going to answer the door. Ding dong. It's going to be one of those scary doorbells.
Yeah.
It screeches.
Yeah.
And a bat flies out the door. And they'll answer the door. They go, can you take down the Christmas, the Halloween decorations? And they go, oh, yeah, actually, you're perfectly fine.
You're actually
yeah,
no so problem. Right. Sorry yeah. about that. Well, I couldn't have been more wrong, our listener says. They told me they spent ages on the display. They can do what they like with their house and to mind my own business. I think people should be much more considerate and stick to family-friendly displays. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, man. Yes. Love an old neighbour row. Right. Can you read me the opening paragraph one more time?
Okay.
Because whatever happened, something happened in the first couple of lines.
I know.
Because I was like, yeah, of course, yeah. And then there was a sudden change.
I'm not a killjoy, but can I ask your listeners to be mindful of other people's kids this Halloween? All children are beautiful in their own way and they all develop at different speeds.
Right, then that's all fine. That's all I'm
can't
down
argue with that.
With that. That's
exactly.
Perfectly grand.
But this is relevant at Halloween because some households clearly have no regard for the mental well-being of the little ones.
And it's the super scary. There's zombies, there's gore, there's blood and super scary. You know what? There's something to it. Like I would get a fright with some of them going around. And over the last number of years, there's been the odd, okay, my boys are getting older now. But certainly times, some Halloweens where they've gone, oh, we're not going. I know we're not driving past that house or we're going to have to take a different direction because they don't like it. 0874-100-102. Who have I got? Sorry, I'm all over the shop.
John Paul should be there.
Different JP over there. JP, go.
Ray.
Well.
Just about the Halloween conundrum.
Yes.
Halloween is meant to be scary.
Right.
If the people across the road don't like it, just don't look at it.
I think this is a new thing, though, that it's like they're horrifically scary.
We've gone wild.
Haven't we, though?
Yeah.
Because even just a few years, do you know who I blame? Home Store and More. Home Store.
Sorry, yes.
I
That's
tell
where
you,
I got all my stuff.
Home Store and More have made, they've inured us, guys. They've inured us to horrific gore and violence. Between Home Store and More and Woody's.
Yeah.
The two of them, they've completely Americanized us.
Super stalkers, though.
They've inured us. Do you know what? I'm in yours over here.
Are you?
I've become desensitized. To the horror and the gore.
I mean, you can't go over and ask them, oh, sorry, could you put up something a bit more PG?
Well, this is what they've said. In fairness, I suppose, if it is for kids and the kids are, I don't know, is it across the road? I mean, imagine the little babies looking out the window at this horror show of a house across the way.
I mean, it's their house, their garden. If they want to put up something scary, they're perfectly entitled to. Just my opinion, right?
John Paul, you're inured.
JP and Cork. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. 0874-100-102. Stephen says, would she go away? Is this all men?
No.
Stephen says, would she go away? Tell her to keep it to herself. Keep her own kids bubble wrapped, from Stephen. Kieran says, she's wrong. Completely wrong. Halloween's all about fun. Children will come to terms with decorations. You just need to bring them up to them and make them aware that they're not real, from Kieran. Until it turns out there is a person. You know, we've all seen the vids of a smart arse dad. You think it's a decoration, they go, scarred for life. Sharon says she's wrong. She needs to concentrate on explaining to her own kids that it's not real. She can't expect others to parent her kids. Mel in Wexford, wrong. I'd say the same. I'd say the last time she was right, the Dead Sea was only sick.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Use that tomorrow.
With Dara Breen.
Yeah, that's a good one. Put that in your back pocket.
I need to find ways of... an excuse to say the word wrong to Dara Breen.
You will. You'll find a way.
We're going to be talking to Dara Breen tomorrow. I was really nervous about it. Our final judgments then, JP.
I think she's wrong. I think every kid has the right to be scared, and you're not going to be able to mind them from the world. I remember going to see Ghostbusters in the cinema in 1984-5 when I was 5-6, probably too young to see that movie. I had nightmares for years afterwards, but yeah. It didn't kill me. Did it make me stronger? I don't know. But your kids are going to see stuff that is going to scare them, so you can't stop them from seeing decorations that are scary. You shouldn't have gone over and asked somebody else in their own home to take down their decorations. No.
I'm just doing the maths here on this. Ghostbusters came out when?
1985. It was 84 or 85, yeah.
And you would have been, what, 15?
Screw you.
Karen Koster, your judgment.
I also saw Ghostbusters around, that age. It was very scary. I think she is wrong, unfortunately. I think go for it. I think there's a bit of a life lesson in a kid being a little bit spooked and a little bit scared. And I think she just has to just get on with it.
I would be quite on the fence. I would be quite on the fence only because it has gotten... Like, you genuinely do have young kids that are properly traumatised at the thought of... I don't know about calling to the door, and I don't know about, say, you know, getting into an argument. But there... it's Halloween. If everyone listening to this goes, do you know what, actually, just for the sake of the little kids, we shouldn't have horrifically...
They're not that bad.
Some of them are, man.
Come on, they're not that bad.
Some of them are.
Well, I have kind of said to my kids, no, that's too much. Like, I mean, I think you...
Yeah, but you have, but there's plenty of other people that are... They're inured, Karen. They're into home store more, and do you know what?
People in manure,
when they're gone, they're gone.
Can I ask you, have you never enjoyed, Ray, in scaring kids when they come up to your door to do the trick-or-treating?
We do the opposite in my house. I get in about 6 o'clock in the evening to my house. I go in the door and I scare the kids.
Yeah.
And it's always a trick.
I actually called to Ray's house with my niece and nephew, not knowing he lived around the corner from my sister, and he opened the door and I was terrified. Yeah. And it was Ray Foley off the radio.
I was just wearing this. It was like this.
White as a ghost.
I think we're all agreed. I think I'm still, I'm on the fence, but I'm more on your side. Yeah, she's wrong. I suppose there's no getting away from it. The point I was going to make was if everyone, you know, even if just a few people were like, do you know what, actually, I'll be more responsible. There'll still be plenty of other people doing the horrifically scary stuff and the scary doorbells and all that kind of thing. It's just a thing. It's just a thing we have now. We've gotten so Americanized. We've gotten so used to it, so desensitized. Guys, we've gotten inured.
Ray Foley on Today FM. With